السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. Hello, my kiram, most respected brothers, and also our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Once again, with the fazal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with His kindness, we have been able to gather here for this majlis of zikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been very, very kind to us. Different kinds of ni'mats are given to different kinds of people. Even the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, they are blessed with so many ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although that may be in the form of a test. But the fact is that they also enjoy the bounties of Allah ta'ala. They also breathe the fresh air. They benefit from the oxygen, from the nitrogen, from the hydrogen, all kinds of things that Allah Ta'ala has created. They benefit from the food, from the drink. The waters of the ocean, they ply the boats of both the Muslims, the believers in Allah Ta'ala, and also the boats of those who totally disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. Such a huge ocean Allah Ta'ala made, which should have in reality sunk all the ships of those who disbelieve. The moment they put the ship on the water of the ocean, Allah Ta'ala would have said that you are not entitled to use this bounty of mine. It is only for those who have believed in me, because who is it that created it? Whose grandfather made it? Your grandfather should have asked them. They are making use of that water. So the water of the ocean they use. We say they steal the salt from the sea. They steal from there. They make use of the salt of the sea. They steal from there. And still they deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Look at that salt. What purposes they use it for. So the water of the ocean, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else that has been created, with regards to material things, sometimes they are given much, much more than even those who believe. The oil wells we may have in Saudi Arabia and some Muslim countries. And that too is just over the past few years that we have it. Otherwise, look at all the gold mines, the silver mines, the coal mines, the diamond mines, the uranium, the platinum and everything else, in whose hands it is. Who owned all the properties of the world? The most expensive. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives this to whomsoever He pleases. He gives to His friends also, and He gives to His enemies also. It is not a criterion by which we judge Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, and this is our major weakness, that at present we judge Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and love for us and for anybody else on the basis of how much does he possess of the material world. If he has many, many properties, and if he has lots of gold, silver and cash, so then we say that this person is the most successful person. Allah Ta'ala really loves him. See how much Allah Ta'ala is blessing him with. And yet that person sometimes making no namaz, no roza, no zakat, no hajj. He is womanizing, he is drinking, he is gambling, and he is doing everything. So then we forget that that kind of wealth even Qarun was given. But then he was sunk in the ground. So that is not the criterion by which we judge. Dushmano ko aisha bo gil diya. Aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili. Aur humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Allah Ta'ala gives that to anybody. In fact, he says, for the enemies, dushmano ko aisha bo gil diya, enjoyment in everything of water and earth. Good cars, good homes, plenty of material things. So they became very happy. Dushmano ko aisha bo gil diya. Aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. And Allah Ta'ala gives to his friends darde dil, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili. They are on the shore, but they found nothing but disaster. Nothing but restlessness. Nothing but storms they found on the shore. And we were in the midst of the ocean, but Allah Ta'ala gave us, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya, as if Allah Ta'ala gave us the shore, right in the midst of the ocean, where the storms were crashing. Meaning that material things will come into their hands, but if they don't have Allah Ta'ala in their lives, then that is what they will find. Restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Every time they will think that they have now found a solution to one problem, there will be another major, major problem. They will carry on. And if it's a Muslim, is a believer in Allah Ta'ala, then if Allah Ta'ala blesses him with good home, good wealth, plenty of oil wells and everything else, then there's nothing wrong, then that is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala as a bonus. Allah Ta'ala is giving him both iman, yaqeen, tawakkul. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving him his muhabbat, his love, and together with that he gave him of the material things too in this world. So that's nothing wrong. And for some people in this world, Allah Ta'ala will deprive them, but will give them plentiful in the hereafter. So a Muslim is not at a loss under both conditions. So this is something that we have heard many times. But we can see what is happening around the globe. Look at that ash, the volcano, the ash that is spewed. Now look at the chaos that it caused around the globe. Even if a person had plenty of cash, and he said, I'll pay for first class tickets with cash, they said, we're very sorry, there's plenty of ash in the atmosphere. So we can't take you through. Look at the billions of dollars of loss. Nothing can fly. Even if they had their jets to go and bombard somewhere, those jets will fail in the air. If only Muslims had that iman, yaqeen and tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala, and if they had the a'mal and the actions and akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and if we Muslims, we are all part of the same ummah. So if we had those characteristics in us, if we had the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah in us, if the Muslim countries, if they had that in practice, then there was no need to look at how much of war machinery we have. There was no need to look at it. Muslims, that is what happened. In all the battles, see what happened. It was the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that came in different ways. It was the help of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is showing you that even today he can do the same thing. He can paralyze the entire superpower with just some ash. He can paralyze it. But we don't have that kind of yaqeen and iman, and we don't have those kind of actions in our lives. So therefore nothing really changes. But Allah Ta'ala is showing it that what are you scared of, these superpowers? Look at my qudrat. Just ash. And everything comes to a standstill. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very kind, very loving. Therefore, he warns us in the Quran Sharif about all those things that are going to harm us.
ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ
Why does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send all this fasad? Why is all this fasad around? Can be translated in different ways, that it's extended meaning, that if you look at everywhere in the world, nothing but crash, bash, smash, earthquake, tremors, corruption, fitnas of all kinds, everything. Why? Because of the doings of the hands of people, because of our actions. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends all these type of calamities and disasters so that He may give us a taste of some of our doings. Most of it Allah overlooks, so that He may give them a taste of some of them. And again, Allah Ta'ala being very merciful and kind, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجَوْنَ, so that they may return and then get the best of both worlds. So we should take lessons from this. And what lesson they will take now, I will tell you. That now they will put all their research teams in action. That if there is ash of this kind again in the air, in the skies, then we must come up with new technology so that our pilots can fly through that ash and it does not damage the aeroplane engines. So that is the lesson they will learn. So it will take a few years and they will master the technology that you can fly through that ash. Just then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will show them His Qudrat, something else. Until the day will come, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. I don't want to go in that direction, there's so many things coming to my mind. That day will then finally come. Allah Ta'ala will give the earth a shake-up. The earth will throw out everything. So that is all we learn from it. Let's come up with new technology. Instead of learning that Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, power, might, glory, we take lessons from them. But there has to be that concern, there has to be that fikr, especially in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is something that is lacking, that we are all complacent, we are satisfied with our little ibadah, zikr, tilawat, and we are happy. Unconcerned of what is happening in our homes, in which direction our children are going, in which direction our wives are going, and if the wives are pious, in which direction their husbands are going. And if both are pious, then in which direction the families are going. And absolutely, we have no concern. We are satisfied and happy. Therefore, every Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was first made a shepherd. They had to graze the sheep, graze the goats, build up within themselves that resistance, to tolerate the anger, to bear the pain and suffering. They were made to go through all that. Then they were made in charge of an ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself went out grazing. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was grazing, once one goat ran away. Now that goat ran away, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam didn't even have shoes on his feet. And he's chasing and chasing and chasing that goat, and it's running further and further and further, until his feet were filled with blisters and began to bleed. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam finally caught up. The goat got tired. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, now what would he have done? What would we have done? We would have beaten up that goat. And if we had a knife, we would have slaughtered it there and then. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam starts rubbing the legs of that goat and says, if you didn't have mercy on me, and you are not so much worried about the injury that was caused to my feet and the blisters on my feet and the bleeding on my feet and the tiredness that I experienced, if you didn't think of that, then, oh dear goat, why didn't you think of yourself and have mercy upon yourself? Why did you tire yourself? And he begins to pat that goat. I'm sure you must be very tired. That's the kind of dard they had. That's the kind of muhabbat. That's the kind of fikr. That's the kind of love. The Muslim ummah was there to give this love. We cannot even extend that kind of love to our parents, our wives, our children, our neighbors, our society. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. There are so many things to take lesson from. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Oh Allah, I want some support for this existence in my life. Without your support, I just cannot exist. Without your support, then I will suffer in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. If you are not on my side, if you are not with me, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. So therefore, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Beg Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for his support. There's nobody that can help us in any way except if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts into the heart of the person. Otherwise, the one who is closest and who had all the capacity to help will be the one that will turn away. He will say, I'm sorry. Turn to Allah ta'ala first. And for everything, look at the kinds of accidents that are taking place. Look at the kind of bomb blasts destroying suddenly. Look at the earthquakes, the tsunamis. Suddenly, thousands of people just disappear. What do we know what's going to happen the next minute? Therefore, Allah, Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love, O my beloved Allah, and my heart. My heart must be the container and the vessel to receive your love. Love of Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Ocean of love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We seek the shore of that ocean from Allah ta'ala. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. That is so beautiful. Oh my beloved Allah, my forehead at your door. The forehead of a person, it must not bow down before anyone else. But before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are prepared to put it on the ground. irrespective of what is on the ground. If there's no carpet, there's no musalla, there's nothing there. No sheet, nothing. Even stones. But before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's door, our forehead. And especially if it's Kaabatullah Sharif, that's, then what more can a person wish for when the rains of rahmat are pouring in and he's got his head and he's on the ground and the Kaabatullah Sharif is right in front.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Whatever kind of difficulty, pain, sorrow, grief, gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unke hote kya sahara. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with, what are the sahara with? He will then create the conditions. Beg of him. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, lazzate far yaad tufano mein hai, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए, लज्जते फर याद तूफानों में है, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए. The enjoyment of begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is when the person is in deep pain and suffering and difficulties in the midst of storms. But I repeatedly say that this is for those of a very, very high caliber. We are not amongst them. We must not ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for any kind of difficulty, pain, hardship and suffering and say, oh Allah, send it to us so that in the midst of that pain and suffering and poverty and starvation, then we will beg of you and enjoy our dua. Our condition is this, will sell our iman, will go for hampers. To those who are disbelievers, if some difficulty comes, we will not be able to bear it. So therefore we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for nothing but afiyat, salamati, goodness and well-being. But in reality, when does a person really, really beg from the depth of his heart? It's when the person is in deep problem. Lazzate faryad tufano mein hai. मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए।
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहु। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
If there's an emergency, please, whoever's car this is, 5581. Remove it immediately. ND5581. Blocking somebody's driveway. You get no sawab if you block people's driveway and sit down here. 5581. Remove your car.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de.
Once again, for those who don't understand Urdu, Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. We must not despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. He's very kind, very loving, very compassionate. We say, Oh Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, bless us with the best of both worlds. We are not told to ask only for the akhirat. Ask for the best of this world and make it the wasila of the akhirat. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko amana de. We know, my Allah, that we are deserving of your wrath, of your anger, of your alarm and punishment because of our actions, our deeds, our dishonesty, our dealings and our lifestyles. We know we are deserving. But you don't love punishment. Therefore, even though we deserve your anger and wrath, but give us amnesty. Governments of this world give amnesty. My beloved Allah, we seek amnesty from you. We seek salvation.
Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de. Jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allahu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah. illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Ghor karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala, phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Uske naam ki gungate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We used all your ni'mats and bounties in the commission of sins, my Allah. The great ni'mat of sight, the great ni'mat of hearing, the great ni'mat of speech, our hands, our feet, our heart, our mind. We used, my beloved Allah, for your very disobedience. For your disobedience, we used your ni'mats. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us there and then. He would have seized us there and then. He would have embarrassed us there and then. He would have brought humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon us there and then. How loving you are! How generous you are! How kind you are! How tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you still give us so much to eat and drink and wear. Hey, mere Allah. Ab to hame maaf farma. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, Rabbe Kareem. ہم شرمندہ ہے ہم گنہگار ہے سیاکار ہے بدکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے ہم گندے ہیں ناپاک اور نالائق ہیں ہم نمک حرام ہے سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں whatever we may be we are your servants we are your slaves Our lives in your control, our health in your control, our wealth in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, the skies in your control, my beloved Allah, the heaven and the earth in your control. Where can we escape your sight and might? But my beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. We are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we committed in our lives. Our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. How can there be darkness for you, my beloved Allah? You who bless billions with sight. How can you be blind to our actions and our deeds? Am sharmindah hai. We are ashamed, my Allah. We are ashamed. Ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Open the floodgates of forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of mercy for us.
My beloved Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Overlook the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of mercy for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases, physical or spiritual. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. My beloved Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. Ey Rabbe Kareem, clean and purify our hearts. Those who are sick, they in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, wherever they may be in the world, bless them with complete shifa. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, my beloved Allah. Remove the difficulties and problems of mankind around the globe. Ey Rabbe Kareem, unko hidayat nasi farma. Make them worthy also of entry into Jannat. Those who have become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and they will continue with the torture and tyranny and oppression and suppression of the Ummah around the globe, especially in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, Pakistan, all other parts of the world. Ya Allah, then remove them from the surface of the earth like you remove the Aad and the Thamud. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. You are the same Allah that was at the time of the Battle of Trench. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai jo Fateh Makkah ka khuda tha. You haven't gone weak, my Allah. We have gone weak. Islam hasn't gone weak. We Muslims have gone weak. Come to our assistance, O my Allah. Come to our assistance, O my Allah. Don't turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness from us, my Allah. Ey Rabbe Kareem, humare haal par raham farma. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Bless us with barakat in every ni'mat and bounty. Give us the himmat and courage and strength to throw out of our lives and homes all that is causing so much of corruption in our lives and the lives of the people in our homes. And our children, my beloved Allah, in which direction they are going because of our weakness. Ey Rabbe Kareem, ab to raham farma le. Ya Rabbi, maaf farma, maaf farma, maaf farma. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Tere dar ke siwa koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa koi ghar nahi. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Agarche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirah. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or committing adultery or fornication, or watching some 12th on the television or internet site. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ay Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our departure comes, take us to Medina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasool Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المسلمين لتوسل Less than burial in Baqi, that our bodies become a patch of the ground of Baqi. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this majlis of dhikr. With your fazal and kindness, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, pain and problems. Ay Rabbi Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made dua for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, children, parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, all the works of deen that are taking place, make them maqbool. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما گشت تعلیم اجتماعات کو قبول فرما مساجد مدارس خانقاہ کو قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين